Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Welcome to hour number three, our 9 o'clock hour of our weekly radio broadcast. It's 4 hours long. Not all of our affiliates carry all 4 hours. So if you're just joining us from Prescott, KQ&A, welcome to the broadcast. We've had a great show this morning. 7 o'clock, we talked horse racing. 8 o'clock, urban farming with Farmer Greg. Backyard chickens was our topic today. And now we go into our open hour where we talk about anything relating to your home, castle, or cabin that you, the Arizona homeowner, want to talk about. And we have had such a huge response from Rosie and Steve's Super Cooling broadcast. It was either the week before, but enough that we thought, you know what? We've got so many questions, and so much of it, if you just listen to the entire interview start from finish, it answers those questions. But we just decided, you know what? Let's hit a replay of that interview, which we have for you here, of Rosie and Steve talking Super Cooling.
Thanks, Romy. Appreciate that. We're in that time of year where we are flooded, inundated with questions about how to beat my summer cooling bill. We've got homeowners all over the desert floor curious on how to beat the man. How can I get my cooling done for next to nothing? Well, the right answer to that is you can't. So we're here with Mr. Steve Kep and Miss Gina Kep. Thank y'all for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Rosie.
Thank you, Rosie.
And y'all have been in it, I mean, longer than I've been in it, and it's just humorous in some ways and sad in some ways. By the time you or I get the phone call, it's a homeowner that spent $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 or more on window packages, insulation packages, new high-efficiency air conditioning units, all for the sake of saving a couple bucks cooling their house in the summer.
Correct. Yep, it's amazing.
And where I'm trying to get everybody's attention to today is those aren't necessarily bad things. Those are all things your home very well could need. But there are other places to start, like don't spend a dime.
Right.
And see a return on investment of over 100%.
Right. Do the free thing first.
Where would we start, Steve?
The very first and most important thing is rate selection. Most people are aware there are time of use rates.
Scares them to death.
It does.
Scares them to death.
It's the most economical rates out there. They should really embrace them, if you ask me, because the cost on those are substantially less.
Virtually every utility in the state offers
them. Correct. Yes, sir. And the time on-peak times will differ from utility to utility. Like APS is 3 o'clock till 8, and SRP is 1 o'clock till 8. As on-peak periods, but definitely embrace that time of use rate, because on those rates, they're selling you power 85% of the time for a cost that goes back to the 70s. So take advantage of that. Most people, what they don't do correctly in the super cooling, if you ask me, is they think, how warm can the house get before I'm uncomfortable, when they really should focus, how cool can I keep this house
before I get uncomfortable?
Yeah.
And it scares them.
It does.
It scares them to hear that air conditioning running.
Yes, it does.
But you're buying power at 85% below the going rate.
Correct.
In all the rates that are out there, Steve, from all the utility companies, what's the most I can pay for a kilowatt?
The most is 24 cents. Well, they actually have one that's 58 cents, but nobody's ever been on it.
Holy cow.
But 24 cents is the standard on-peak kilowatt hour cost.
Okay. Off-peak, how cheap can I get it down to?
SRP's off-peak is 3.9 cents.
So I can buy exactly the same amount of electricity for 3 cents or for 24 cents.
Correct. Big difference.
But duh.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all's example, I think, is the best. when y'all ask people, look, if the filling station down the street is going to sell gas for $3 a gallon between 8 p.m. and 3 p.m., and between 3 p.m. and 8 p.m., they're going to sell it for $25 a gallon, when are you going to buy gas?
Right. Absolutely.
It's exactly the same thing.
It definitely is. And the people that don't go on a time of use, they're now paying the higher rate anyhow. So there's really, if you're on a standard flat rate, there's no downside to going to a time of use rate. If you go to it and do nothing to alter your lifestyle, your bill will probably still be less.
Any standard rate, go to a time of use plan.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't change one. And you can do that with a phone call.
Yes, yes.
And how much does it cost to change plans?
Zero. Zero. You can do it once every year.
So you can change plans and for no cost and probably see your summer cooling bill go down virtually immediately.
Immediately.
The budget plan confuses that.
It really does. The other day I was listening to your show and Romy had a guy on that had his equalizer and it was $325 in a 2,000 square foot home.
Yeah.
What he probably doesn't realize is his high summer bill is $550.
Yeah, it's $600. Probably, yeah. Yeah.
But all he sees is that equalizer. So that does kind of skew people in their thinking of their electric bill.
There's an argument for that. But as purist, trying to work the science of power consumption, it makes it very complicated.
Yes, it does.
It's hard to get a homeowner instructed the right way to buy power, when to buy power, and what to do with it when you have it, much less understand the bill, which you have to understand if you go to the equalizer, because they're constantly balancing that thing back 13 months and bringing it forward again, and it gets very confusing.
Well, and we found a lot of our customers last year, APS made a major change in their rates in May of last year, which if people were watching their electric bills, they would have immediately seen it on their very next bill.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They waited for that equalizer to go up, up, up. And here we are a year later, and the equalizer has gone up $150. And that's only because they weren't watching their monthly bill as to what is my actual bill this month. I don't care about the 12-month average, really.
I tell you, and APS is our biggest utility provider. I don't want to pick on them. Power in Arizona if you're smart about it, power in Arizona is still pretty darn cheap. And who wouldn't want their air conditioner to come on in June, July, or August at 1:30 in the afternoon when it's getting pretty warm? So I'm not trying to pick on anybody, but when they made some major changes in the plans that they were offering last year, it scared me to death. But it ended up not being as big and bad a thing as I thought it was going to.
And I agree. I was expecting a much higher increase in people's bills, and there was a substantial increase in some bills, but nothing like I was expecting.
Yeah. The thing I like to tell people when they call me and they say, I'm trying to work on my electric, they call it the electric bill, right? And I said, well, you're trying to work on the electric bill all year long, or are you happy with it in January, February, March? Oh, no, it's nothing then. It's the summer. I said, well, that's your cooling bill.
Right.
That's not your electric bill. So we've got to figure out a way to cut your cooling. And if we let the cooler run at 3 cents a kilowatt instead of 24 cents a kilowatt, it can run 8 times longer for the same amount of money.
That's right. Exactly. It can run 8 times as long, and you can store energy. Energy is energy. A BTU is a BTU. Cooling is cooling. And it can be stored. And the best way to store that 3 cent off-peak kilowatt hour to use during on-peak is by keeping your structure nice and cool. And that's why super cooling. And well, I'd rather think, I'd call it comfortable cooling.
Comfortable.
Because super cooling insinuates you're going to freeze. And I always expect, my house, we keep it 71. We allow it to float to 78. a 7-degree difference. We've got clients out there keep it 65,
yeah.
and they allow it to go to 85. They don't have to turn that air on at all during on-peak. They have a 98% shift of power to off-peak. So 98% of their bill is 3-cent kilowatt hours.
And that's one of the things I'd like to talk to people about. You know, I was originally introduced to the concept of supercooling back in the 70s as a water skier at Saguaro Lake because we would take the ice chests the night before and throw blocks of ice in them. And then the morning we head out to the lake, we'd put our soda pops in our water and another bag of ice, and the ice would last twice as long because we pre-cooled. That was before Yetis.
Yeah.
But you would pre-cool your ice chest. And we're asking you to do exactly the same thing in your home. When the power's cheap, bring the thermostat down and let it cool the carpeting, the upholstery, all the clothes hanging in the closet.
Foundation, yes.
The foundation, the inside of all the walls, and let it become a thermal mass of cool commodity.
Correct.
And then 3 o'clock hits, and your air conditioners sleep for the majority of the... My air conditioners, except when it goes over 112, 113, mine will click back on. But until we go over 110, my air conditioners shut off at 2:45 in the afternoon, and they don't come back on until 8:15.
Yeah. And most of our real super cooling clients will do that.
Yeah.
The ones that are looking for a little more comfort, they should really set thermostat at 71. When on-peak hits, raise it to 78 or 80.
Yeah.
Let it stay there. And as soon as off-peak hits, bring it right back down again and leave it there.
So we're talking about how to save money on your cooling bill in the summer. And the number one most cost-effective way to do that is make sure you're buying power on the right plan.